The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
How does everyone feel today after last night?
Good.
Were you guys out late?
I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
You exhausted?
What?
Did you drink?
Yes. You did it? I was drinking.
You what? When? When was at the
on
thing?
The stage.
Oh, I had to get.
Oh, I drank a little bit after. No, I was drinking.
I grilled you the second that I saw you.
You did. No, but it was good.
Last night?
Yeah. Well, you know I can't help myself.
She can't help herself at all.
This is your element.
Messy.
Like, I can't. The fact that you two can call me messy is really unfortunate.
You know, can I say something?
Yes.
I feel like we don't get. I didn't see this side of you. This, like, you give me a spice. That
it
I didn't get
the show.
From
they didn't
the
because
show.
You right? have to remember my first season. They really wanted me to be like
John Mellencamp.
Yeah, like really likable, and I'm not.
they wanted you to.
Yeah. My first season was real. Like you everyone, gave,
you
loved
were, they
me.
Wanted you to. You were like dry,
I was like every,
but that's not you.
No.
Like you're
it's
very
so
wet,
true,
and damp. Spicy.
It's damp, but. That's
the,
see, it's kind of
that's what I be saying. You, the edit is a motherfucker. The edit is a hoe.
I can't blame fully that. I can say that when I am a different person in the fact that and I hear you when you say it on your show. My first season, I walked in. The majority of the women are in their 50s.
Yes.
Yeah. I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
Not rich.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay.
So like it just I was completely out of my element.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I started like and then people
you said
like,
not rich.
I was not rich
you
when
are,
I started.
Girl, you are a legacy.
Yeah, she was born rich.
No, I'm talking about. You guys think I have a trust fund? I don't have a trust fund.
It don't matter if you don't have a trust fund. You're not going to fall flat. You're John Mellencamp's daughter.
Oh, right. I want you guys you to talk to him. He will, if you think that your mom's tough.
Oh, God. Don't trigger me today.
No,
not on this
morning.
We're
not going to relate. We're not going to relate.
No,
here. It's a different kind of.
I'm going to tell you 1,000,000%. Okay. No.
He's a hard ass.
He, especially with his daughter.
But you had a
not
big,
with his
beautiful
son.
Life.
How many are you?
My parents were divorced when I was in third grade. I lived with my mom.
How many of you is it? How many siblings do you
Five
have?
Five of us.
Who's the oldest?
Three different wives. I know that.
Three
right.
different wives.
Daddy was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Hey, hey.
Are we on? Is this thing on?
Yeah, we're working.
Oh, very good.
We don't even interview who are here. We're here with our girls, Wendy and Candace from Potomac, who this season's already started off with a bang.
Bang, bang.
It's really, really good.
Hold on. The social media is getting... It's a lot right now for
you
me
need
to understand.
What, with your girl, Mia? Go call your friend.
Ooh, that's your friend.
That's
you know
what?
Friend. Hold
you know
on.
What?
Who? Oh, Mia?
You
I
know
saw
what?
Mia last
you know,
night.
But you know what?
Her.
Y'all, I was proud of you because you were like, we were all really good last night.
We were.
And like nice to each like other, what is good?
You were all sitting by me together. And were like chatting.
And they were kiki-ing.
Okay, yeah, like, they were buddies. I was watching that the whole time.
But can the record reflect? They gave us an order. So
but
I
you
didn't have a choice.
No.
But you were actually
but you
whispering.
Still were talking to her.
I was because I'm civil.
She's like, I hate you,
I am a civil. I'm a civil person.
Not when bitches is throwing stuff.
I'm civil.
She's then what?
Not
Hold
when
on,
they throwing
you
stuff.
You had a different energy. What? Because I was an episode. I told her I was a season behind because, you know, when you get fired, you get upset. And then you're like, fuck it.
Lord.
Yeah, you're like, you have your thing.
Yeah.
So for a while I wasn't watching. And then I was like, okay, I'll get paid to watch. I'm back in.
Okay.
And Potomac has always been my favorite.
It's the absolute best. That's
what
I watched. Don't miss an episode.
21
That's
episodes
best,
back to back.
Oh
and you
That's
guys.
Crazy.
I wasn't ready. I what you?
Why
both
is no
of
one
you,
ready?
I wasn't ready.
Girl, with this look right now, that was an Anna Wintour
moment.
That was Devil Wears
Prada.
Did
you do the splits last night, or was that Sheena?
That was Sheena. I don't do splits.
Sheena, I gave you a hair flip. Sheena didn't do a split. She popped her puss on the floor. That wasn't a split. She
it
popped her puss.
We talk a lot about pusses. I need to know something.
Yeah,
are you innies or outies?
My belly button?
No.
Oh, but your puss can be in your outie.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Yep. Is your puss in your Audi?
Is it 100% clamshell?
What does that mean?
I'm like freaking out.
What
right
does
now.
That
oh,
mean?
Yeah.
I put my tee down.
What does that mean?
Well,
what
that's
are we saying?
When all this stuff was happening with Mia.
Is your puss in any or an Audi?
Is it 100%? I'm going to ask your husband
Explain.
Right now. Can you guys come here? Today,
baby, is my puss an Innie or Audi?
What does that mean?
What? I'm talking into the mic.
What?
Edward, I can't. I'm not.
Is
no,
it 100%
that, they don't want that answer.
Clamshell.
Oh, I have a no. Oh, okay. No, I have a beautiful vagina.
But
nobody
asked like you would. I feel like you would.
My esthetician. Hold me.
Don't bring in your esthetician.
I'm
Jen
stretching
Shaw with the
bringing
in the therapist.
Like this. And she was like, "Can I just say something to you? You have one of the prettiest vaginas I've ever seen."
I really believe
and I
that.
Said, you know what?
I feel like
well,
you
not
would
to
be
upstage
cute.
Her. Not to upstage her. They
no.
all said I have the prettiest vagina.
Well, because
they
see mine.
Because they saw.
She said I was the same doctor.
She flashed us in Mexico. She showed us her poom poom in Mexico.
What did you call
it? It was a poom poom. It was beautiful.
A poom poom.
Poom poom. They all loved it.
Poom.
They all said it was gorgeous.
I don't think I was drunk.
You liked it.
Oh, I don't think don't I could see the straight. Booze on we hot vaginas.
When we were on that trip, I had this wig on. I remember that. And I don't remember how I got back. I woke up, curled up in a ball in my shower with the shower on.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got there.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's
so
how Mexico
over?
Went.
Yes.
No, drunk.
The last night in Mexico.
Were you drunker than, what's his name, G? Were you drunker than
I
G?
I was drunker than G.
We were.
No.
We all were.
Oh.
Were?
I'm going to let you tell it.
It was something.
I'm going to let you tell it.
It was something.
You go ahead.
It was a mess.
You going to see, we don't want to give anything away.
I know.
But some things was thanging. They asked me my interview.
Some things.
What about the things.
What they? My thing?
Your things.
Was my things out?
You and your friend.
Oh, she was coming on
we
to
talk
me.
About
no,
who
but
the
that's
friend
not,
is.
Listen.
I'm lost.
They said that y'all, the other stuff was going on.
What
other
stuff?
In the water. We was in the water.
She didn't do nothing to me in the water.
They said that y'all was kissing and stuff.
I didn't kiss her.
That's what they said.
But that's not true.
It's in the interview.
Oh, really?
They haven't asked you that?
Did she kiss me?
Maybe she did.
Maybe she kissed me.
We're talking about Mia.
God. I didn't know that.
Yes.
She didn't, though.
If you could kiss
I will remember.
One of the girls from the cast.
Would you? Because I don't remember.
I
so would
remember.
You have remembered?
I remember.
Child.
And Courtney remembers, too.
Easy with your answer. They may use that again.
Oh, Courtney was with us.
Yeah, if you were going to make out with
one chick from
Potomac, who would it be? You guys can't not pick each other right now. You have to. It's pick or die.
None of them.
I would not.
No.
I'm going to go to heaven.
No,
that's
Mia
okay.
No, Mia mm-hmm. loves me. Mia wants chocolate. That's what she y'all does. Need to understand. She,
now that I can
if
get with.
If you've ever had chocolate,
you don't go back. Once you go black, you don't go back.
You guys are so fun to watch.
It was good.
Delicious.
Come on, Ree.
Okay, so we digging in more.
Okay. Yes.
What relationship is the most shocking this season? Because a little bit what I felt like at the reunion, because it's fresh to me now,
yes.
is that Giselle and Karen were actually kind of getting along.
Mm-hmm. They ebb and flow. They're Thelma and Louise.
That's how it's always been, though, right? Like, yeah. they kind of just go back
yes.
and forth.
They go back yeah. and forth. I think that...
They play off of each other.
Yes. Yeah. But they have
Do you think they're authentic?
Respect and an understanding.
No, I think that they both respect each other.
Yes.
For playing the game.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I like that. I respect yeah. that in yeah. a housewife. Yeah. And then with all the cheating rumors going around, you know.
Everybody is cheating.
Everybody's cheating. So you dealt with it last
you
year.
You were cheating last year.
I dealt with it last year.
He was cheating last year. Mm-hmm. Chris cheating on me this year.
Yes. I know, but can you explain to me the DMs? I need to understand. I know I grilled him last
yes,
night, just
did.
So you know. I went yes. right up to Chris, and I was like, listen, yep. I need to ask you if you slid into anybody else's DMs that were not on the cast, because that's problematic to me.
Yes.
That were not.
Yeah, like okay. if you're sliding into just any woman's DMs, yes. that's problematic to me. But if
we have to differentiate between sliding into DMs and responding to stories,
right.
because that's different.
Right.
Sliding into a DM constitutes I go to my search bar, I type in big booty hoe, and then I go to her messages and say, I want you big booty hoe, period. Responding to a story is I'm at home
yeah.
shooting the shit, watching stories, and I see something, and I go into the story to comment on the story.
Right.
Chris, he did B. He commented on the story of, I think it was Ashley or Robin. I think it was Ashley, of Ashley's story.
Yeah.
Because he had just talked to them at Karen's Spring Fling that we're now in it to be continued
friendly.
With.
That's friendly.
About, you know, you should have come to the W.
It's a technicality. It's a technicality because when you respond to a story, it goes to
it
the
goes
person's
into
DM.
Your DM.
Yes,
yes.
It looks
you know
like
what
DM,
mean?
Like
and
yes.
it looks like
went
a
out
DM.
Of your way to
so
DM
that's
that person.
Yes,
right.
But it has to be differentiated that he was not seeking out a hoe.
Right.
Were you
he
ever upset by this?
No. For why? Why would I be? He literally. So I was in Vegas.
Do you
at
have
the Grammys.
Access to his Instagram?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I
just wanted to make sure.
I was literally in Vegas at the Grammys, and he called me, or I called him when I got there, and he was like, "Yeah, I was just." Responding to Ashley's story, and I said they should have come to the W. He literally told me what it was. So it was not a thing.
Right.
It was made into a thing because hoes is bored. We got nothing going on, nothing to do. You got to make shit up. That's what happened.
And you then get a lot of that on the show.
Listen, when you got
You're
a lot going
one.
On, when it's things to talk about,
right.
Exhibit A and A.
It's you too.
That's what happens.
Right.
It's
they
always
just,
us.
They
Why do you think that you two hit it off?
Biggest personalities.
Oh,
I thought you meant that they go after them.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
Well, that could be the thing too.
Yeah.
Well, I think that. So my thing is, and I've said this before. I feel like there should just automatically be a certain loyalty amongst friends when you bring someone into this space, because this is a very tumultuous, as you know, insane space. Mm-hmm. So I was excited to bring you into our group. And, you know, help you get the lay of the land. And I felt that way about Ashley. Like, she brought me in. I'm going to be loyal to her. But then, of course,
but
as
she
we spent
really,
time
were you guys really
right.
friends prior?
Wait, she's saying something really good right now. I need to hear this.
I know, but now I need to know. But I need to know, were you really friends? Like,
with Ashley?
Yes. We were not friends.
I
we
went
were
into the
acquaintances.
Gram and I didn't
we
see
knew
it.
Of one another.
Okay.
Through the pageant space.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So that's where I think it gets tricky, though. If you're bringing somebody in, if you're really, truly best friends, that's one
yeah.
thing. But if you're just being brought in because...
Yeah, there should. I think there should still
well,
be
there's not
a loyalty.
In our group.
No, there's no loyalty in our group.
Because,
at
I
all
mean,
whatsoever.
We see Mia, who recently wrote the comment about Karen, but Karen brought her in.
Yes.
So
and
Mia
Karen
has turned her back on Karen.
Mentored her and was
so
there for her and
the
defended
case,
her.
Though. Yeah,
are we going to
yeah.
see Jacqueline after what's been posted?
Yeah,
oh, Jacqueline's
going to
be up and through
Jacqueline
it.
Jacqueline will be all up and through this season.
She everywhere.
Do we like her?
I'll let you guys decide.
Do we think
she
this is a recent video?
She, I don't know. I don't know about that. But what
Did
I
you
do
see
know,
the video?
I saw it was crazy.
No.
But what I do know is that how Jacqueline changes throughout the season is something that's going to interest viewers too. she doesn't come in and stay the same way. She is like a butterfly effect almost. And you guys are going to see like a complete.
Do you think she's doing it for the show or she's doing it because that's who she is? She just,
I kind of feel like
in the beginning,
my opinion at least of her changed based on the way that she was treated.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to give it away.
Oh,
so you know what I mean?
I get calls every week from the network
same
about giving
child.
Shit.
I got a text. I got a damn text.
They call me every week.
I mean, join the club. Yeah. Why do you think I'm sitting right here? Monitored.
Girl. Not monitored. It's all right. It's all right.
And then what do you think will move the audience? Is there anything that really like gets in your gut this year? Like that people are just going to freak out when they see, because I think that
drink toss is gonna
ordeal.
I think the whole situation in Miami is going to make viewers really take a step back and be like, hold on one second.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're gonna see what led up to it. You're gonna see how people reacted to it, aftermath. I think it's just a drink toss, and then you guys guys are probably thinking Housewives, drink toss.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
It's very layered.
It's very layered.
Were you involved at all with that part?
She was part of the aftermath.
Yes.
No, well, I don't know. I feel like the drama comes to you a lot of the time.
It does. This didn't come to me.
Yeah.
But the way that things were handled in the aftermath
took me
me so angry, and it was so disgusting that I got involved. But only because I needed to right the train. I felt
now I need to you guys are it. Giving us like I now I need to watch it. Would you ever film with Monique again?
With who?
I know.
With whom?
I know. I know you're gonna do it. Would you ever?
Who is that?
You know who it is, and I have to say, I had her on the pod.
You did,
and I liked her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to admit.
She'll have to admit. I love this.
She has some likable qualities.
I liked her when I first met her.
I really have to say, there's some people that come on the pod, and I'm like, those people are assholes.
Yeah, no.
And I liked her. She had an openness about her that you guys both have, which I like.
Oh, have you run into her since the show?
I don't know who you're speaking about. Okay. I'm not sure who that is.
No, I know exactly who.
Oh, I was like, shit. Well, because he didn't watch Dubai, so now I'm panicked all the time that he's not up to date on stuff, and I'm like,
the only one that I've
what do you mean?
The first season is always hard.
Yeah.
They gotta come back. No.
Don't worry, I stirred that last night. We got more tea on Dubai coming soon.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the look from Bravo. You guys have to go. Oh, but thank you so much.
I can talk to y'all forever. That was
fun. I'm like starstruck. I'm just staring at you both like so excited.
So stunning. Yeah. You guys come back on individually and let's talk throughout the season.
We will love that.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
She's coming. So should we wait for her? Reasonably shady? Let's be reasonably shady and just talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, okay.
We're here with Giselle.
Well, then let's just start about the DMs.
What about
them? Do you have a problem with somebody sending a DM if it's a response to a DM? Somebody's saying
to a story.
Yeah,
I think that's a DM. There's no differentiation. Different than I respond to a story and I just straight DM you. Those are both DMs.
So you're watching stories and then writing in the message. Yeah. That's the same as going and finding their name.
Yeah.
Because either way, it's a message.
That's my position. That's not Robin's position. My position is it's the same.
Do you think he's trying to be nice? Or do you think?
To who?
To either you or Ashley.
I think it's just unnecessary because it's a gray area. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I also... The timing is where I have the issue. 2:43 a.m. Other than 2:43 a.m., I'm all right. And I grilled him about it last night.
Who?
Chris.
Oh, I'm sure he was excited about that because he loves to talk to press.
Giselle, I love it.
I cannot. Oh, good. Robin's coming over here. I love that I have to look at the fan questions. The first thing is, you shaded me on your podcast, Reasonably Shady.
We shaded Mia?
No, you shaded me.
Oh, yes, you. Yes.
Yeah, she me. Said okay. Me.
Okay, I have a question for you. So how can you still do this now that Tamara is going to be a housewife?
Because she will not recap Orange County.
Okay.
So she can come on and talk to me about any other.
Everything else.
Yes.
But I thought that's the only reason why people listened to you all.
Because of Tamara?
No, because you all were talking about behind the scenes and all that stuff.
No, but we recap. So we'll recap Potomac. We'll talk fully about Potomac.
Okay.
She can recap Potomac because she's not a cast member on Potomac.
Okay.
But she cannot recap Orange County, which is why I've been bringing Drew in to recap Orange County headlines.
Okay, gotcha.
But that being said, Candy recaps everything on her pod.
Yeah. She has a different deal. I'm going to get that
deal. I know. You
do. Yeah, we're like,
I'm just, you know.
We got some phone calls and emails to send. But speaking of Tamara, so I don't know if this was shady. You can tell me if it's shady. She was a little drunk last night.
Robin shaded her like the shade.
Really?
She was a little bit drunk. It wasn't that
okay,
bad.
Okay, I'm going to tell it in a shady
way. You weren't even there.
I know. But you told me.
You weren't even there.
But I saw it go down. So Robin was sitting in the corner. This is right before Watch What Happens Live started. And we were all in the back because we all had to get mic'd up. Okay, so Robin's sitting there and she's minding her business, looking beautiful, per usual. And here comes Tamara, like, hi, girl, hi. And then Robin says,
see, what did you say?
Exactly. So Tamara's like, oh my God, hi. And I was like, hi, I'm Robin from the Real Housewives of Potomac. She's like, I know who you are. I was like, oh, you do? You say, I thought you don't watch our show.
Bitch. And then I came up and said, bitch.
Okay.
I did not.
You did not.
I did not.
Was Tamara so funny about it?
Well, she was like, oh my God, no, I think you're awesome. You're amazing. I have to watch now because I have a podcast where I recap Housewives. And I'm like, yeah, but didn't she say that she didn't know who we were and she doesn't watch our show?
No, that was Vicky.
No, Tamara said that too after the whole podcast thing.
No, Tamara said she has not watched the show yet. And here's the thing. I skipped one season, but then I watched 21 episodes in a fucking row, and I have PTSD from it.
You should. You really should.
I told Candace, I was like, listen, after watching you 21 days in a row, like, to catch up, I'm not well anymore.
Yeah. You're not well? Oh, no.
That's so funny.
But she's going to catch up. Yeah. But you know, when you're on the show, it's harder to watch all the other shows. Before she was back on.
But it's her job.
Yeah, Tamara, it's her job.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, I'm the type, like, I don't really watch, I'll be honest, I don't watch any franchise, like, yeah, religiously, but I do kind of check in. I think it's good to
so
see
what's your favorite
what they're
one
doing
at
OC
in
right. Beverly Hills, yeah, in New Jersey, or New York.
My favorite, well, I enjoyed Beverly Hills this season.
You did?
I mean, I enjoyed
who
the drama
do you like
of it all.
Most?
I love Garcelle.
Yeah.
I love Garcelle.
I like Kyle. I like them all. I'm not even, I mean, I don't want to take a stance on it.
There was something just like really heavy this season, because I love Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I watch all
it got kind of dark and heavy.
Yeah. Like almost too much. And even yesterday when they were all in here, you could like feel the
weird. Oh yeah, we were.
Like,
yeah.
It was dark. Like, it felt toxic and like just
but,
bad.
But I think a lot of that, for whatever reason, has to do with social media now.
Exactly.
Like, social media has gone insane.
Well, even the fact 100%. That people at BravoCon would boo. That any of that is so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Beyond,
it's,
like,
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. And I think I love to, I always say, you know, you're only as good as your last week's episode.
Yeah. Oh,
100%. And
I
truly believe that. And I will love somebody 1 week, and the next week I'm like, that is the worst human ever.
But you're not going to DM them a terrible message.
No. I'm not going to DM them. I hope you
DMs
die.
The comments are terrible.
Oh, yeah. And but you know,
no,
we've received those.
Since day one.
More so like season 5 with that whole like fight thing between Monique and Candace.
I asked Candace about Monique today.
Oh, God.
Because I like Monique.
Okay. She just said who.
I know. She goes, who? No idea who you're talking about. Do you guys ever talk to her?
No.
No.
But season 5, like, there were bots. Bots were attacking us.
Yeah, that I think she purchased.
I had people tell me to die in a burning building. I had people jump off a building.
Yeah,
I had people all of that.
Whatever,
like, we had all of that.
I got
going
it magnified.
On.
Like, it was horrible.
Because we didn't support Monique in that fight.
And
like,
I love the fact that Andy said what he said at the reunion, like, leave, as far as social media is concerned, leave these women alone. But, like, he needs to say that across the board.
Exactly.
Because, and now, in his defense, Robin and I have never complained about it to the powers that be.
Just take the punches.
So we just take it and deal with it. But across the board, Bravo, Andy, everybody needs to start stepping up and saying, hey,
this is a TV show.
It's entertainment.
Pick your favorite.
Right.
Leave these ladies alone. Leave the kids alone.
About all franchises.
Yes. Yes.
I totally agree with you. I thought it was interesting.
And
Robin was Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Like, why did it take Beverly Hills to finally have that conversation?
Because they complained about it.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was because it involved Garcelle's son.
Yes.
I think that's when it was like, okay.
That's when it was.
This is too much.
Yes. No, and Garcelle yesterday on the carpet said she refused to even say Diana's name.
Good.
So she really, people really believe that Diana was behind that?
I personally, I think that Diana has too much. Like, I think if you're too rich, you got too much, you should be a housewife. Because you have to have a touch of thirst. Like, you need to, like.
But can we say that about Kathy?
I think we could, but she wants fame.
Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You either want fame or money.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. But I.
Like, which one do you guys want?
Just money.
Yeah. No one can know my name, and I'm fine with that. Just the money.
Yeah.
So Rob and I have talked about this before. And
I live under a rock.
Right.
Like, if I wasn't here, I'd be under a rock.
Yes. And happy.
Yeah.
That
with money on
if
top
you're gonna
of
be
me.
On this platform, you gotta protect your kids. So like, my kids don't have social media.
Yeah.
My kids, because they might be able to be attacked. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because we can't control what people do. And not to say that Garcelle's bad that her son has social media. No, but we got to make sure as moms, like, we're doing everything to protect our kids.
But
so
I'm sure Garcelle never imagined that it would have gotten to that point.
Absolutely not.
She had
and people, and if she, like, listen, if she feels like it's Diana and it is, I'm right there with Garcelle. I'm never speaking to you again.
Right.
Hold on. Are we talking to Mia? In general,
yes, we are.
As humans.
Oh, you mean like us?
We're not going to talk to her right now.
But like, are we cool with her?
Yeah,
that's what you mean.
Yeah,
we are.
She cussed me out on the last episode, but we're fine.
Oh yeah.
Can you explain to me what the hell she's doing on social media?
We don't know.
Listen,
we don't know.
What? Did you watch the first episode?
I
feel like that's going to be a big part of the season, right?
Yeah. No.
So let me tell you
after.
Let me tell you the thing about our show, the drama. we
get off right out the gate.
We get off.
That's my favorite thing. We move.
You're welcome. So quickly,
I will not miss an episode of Potomac that reason.
Yeah,
but never a boring episode. Ever.
No, exactly. And this season even better because we don't like that Mia cancer stuff. Yeah, that we're on episode one. Like we probably talk about it episode two. We're off of it.
Oh, and then it's done.
And then it's somebody else. We're on to the next. We're passing the baton.
We're passing the baton.
That's not a storyline that's going to like.
But Potomac's the only one that right out the gate starts. Like most seasons, it'll take like a few episodes.
I would say Potomac and Salt Lake are the only ones that start right out the
gate. But Salt Lake was just this season. Potomac's always been like that. Like you know, night one, you're like,
we're like, what we're doing?
What's going down? All right. Next question. Does Juan still talk to Michael Darby?
All the time.
He does?
No.
Yes. They text all the time. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Juan would kill me.
No.
After 2 a.m.
No, they have not spoken.
Yes, only at 2:30 in the morning.
Only on the PM at 2 a.m.
No, no, and no. And Juan does not watch the show, and so when people are like asking him about Michael Darby, he's like, what's going on?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he's like, why?
Know that it's like
he's
a like, conversation.
No, he doesn't. He's like, why do people keep thinking that we're like got something going on? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like.
Michael
has
gay,
no
right?
idea.
I'm not going to say.
I know, no. Not you.
Allegedly.
I was saying out loud.
Allegedly.
What does your dar say?
He messed around with men.
But by the way, you know, you can say whatever you want to say. Just say allegedly afterwards for your podcast. You're welcome.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Allegedly, reasonably shady said some things about me, but I think they changed their mind.
No,
Teddy. I was like so being shady, and it was a fun shade because. You guys came out like, we are the only housewives with a great podcast. The hell you are.
I love that you use my voice like that. We are the only. Okay, we did not. One, we were both fired at the time. She got hired back.
Yes.
We had no ego
involved. That was my issue. I'm like, these hoes ain't even housewives no more.
But my thing
but the problem
like, Giselle,
is about even... us hoes is that we're beating you.
No.
No.
Yes.
It wasn't that. She didn't even know we existed. Like,
no, I knew you existed.
Well, your castmate, your two T's didn't. Your other T.
I'm sweating.
I'm one T. I can't be in charge of my other T.
You were in charge of your other T.
You know what? Did I seem in charge last night? No, that shit was on its own.
Oh, she was a whole another person last night.
Oh, yeah.
No, I of course knew you guys existed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was just like, why are they shading us? Because our numbers speak
our numbers.
For themselves.
How long have you been in existence,
We're well, we're the only podcast here.
No. What are your numbers? What are your numbers? I'm asking. How long have you had a podcast?
We're over 115
episodes?
115 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Y'all been doing this longer?
Do you release
multiple a week?
Multiple times a week. How many?
Look at you trying to be an overachiever.
But you guys are favorites. What are we going to see coming out
this season?
And this is a new chick. Is she like gonna
what
visit?
She's a friend. We just have a friend.
Jacqueline.
Yeah. The one with the video.
Yes. Yeah. So that was.
You keep up.
That's
I'm not slacking.
Mia's best friend.
Yes. So that's. I think.
So just stay tuned because you have to see. Clearly, they're not best
Mia
friends
best
anymore.
Friend
to see how that unfolds.
30 years. So just see how that pans
like what
out.
What the show does to their friendship.
Yes.
Well, somebody was saying last night that something just. It's not even Mia being malicious. Like, sometimes she's just not tracking.
She's being malicious.
You think she's being malicious?
That's I didn't say that. Allegedly.
I allegedly didn't make that opinion myself.
Okay. I feel like I haven't figured it out. I haven't figured out whether
she's
being malicious or if...
She's never been, I don't think, malicious to me.
No, but she was doing with Jacqueline.
Said, hold on, what was it last season when you guys were sitting there and she totally changed what you said?
Yeah. She was being shady.
But do you think that she did that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Yes. But I wasn't mad at it because that's something I would do. So I wasn't mad.
That's the housewife I love.
That is good TV.
Yeah,
it really was.
I was kind of like high-fiving her in the air a little bit in my mind.
Right. Like, oh, that was a good one.
I was like, oh.
Good one.
Okay.
Got me.
On me.
Yeah. And then what's going on next? It's popping up.
Okay.
And then we gotta go. Love life. I know.
Oh, it's happening. I mean, it's out there.
See? I want to see it.
You'll see a guy.
I'm sick of not seeing it.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to know.
You'll see a guy. But it's casual. I'm a casual girl these days. No, she doesn't even know him.
No.
Even worse. Oh, wow. Why doesn't she know him?
No. But I mean, you don't have a serious guy.
No, you'll see me on a date.
One date?
That's all you're getting.
Does he get it in?
It's a date. It's at a restaurant. No, we're not sticking to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you guys, I know. I'm getting the signal. So, but okay. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You guys tune in to Reasonably Shady to hear whatever you want about me and Tam.
Exactly. So we have to have them on Reasonably Shady.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
Cheese.
You gotta have the tea.
Or we can have one tea. I'm cool with that.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.